Darlings, darlings, so happy to see you. Oh, wonderful, wonderful. I'm so glad you could join us. It's been, so dull recently. I am so happy to have the entertainment. Oh, this is wonderful, wonderful. Oh, Elmine, it's been so long. Mwah. Oh, I have not seen you since your change. You're looking wonderful. Jorgen, oh, I hope your uncle is doing well. I hope so. I hope so. And your aunt, how is she recovering? Oh, the family must be going through some tough times. I'm so glad you could be here. And you all, lovely, lovely to see new faces in an old place. How are you? As she makes her way down in a swirl of rose petals, and a figure in a robe playing a violin follows behind her. What would you all like to do? Who do you think might approach her first, or make eye contact with her and be approached first?
I slide my way on up to her and hold out my business card. I'm James Dazzle Dallas Hamilton, private investigator. Got your note. Appreciate it.
Oh, how lovely, how lovely. I don't do paper myself. But Gerlach, and she calls over to the butler, won't you take this nice man's card? I should have to ask, what business are you in that you have such lovely business cards?
Oh, I'm a private investigator. I investigate investigations. Of the private kind. Have you know, really good at, you know, the investigating of the private kind that I do.
Ah, yes. Thank you, thank you. And I rather think that you might be a wonderful help for the entertainment we have this evening. I think it'll be rather fun. We've had such a fun time putting this together. You, I haven't had the pleasure, she says as she approaches Enoch and says, I haven't had the pleasure. You decided to come armored to this event?
I go everywhere armored. Please. Cut to the chase and tell us what this entertainment is you speak of.
Oh, well, I think you will all rather like what we have in store for you this evening, and I hope you all have gotten your refreshments, your tea, your cookies. Lovely, lovely. Gerlach is such a wonderful cook for the family. Yes, yes. So
my apologies for how rude my your fellow guests have been, I suppose. I'm sure that the night will be wonderful. And Tarhite's going to take her hand and kiss the back of it. As I'm sure you know, people of the family, we are always happy to entertain.
I love that. I love that. I'm going to say that this is going to be an etiquette check. There's a specific mechanic fit in, but you're going to get a significant bonus from good roleplay here. So this is going to be a plus 10 difficulty check. You're going to get a plus 20 bonus.
I'm going to need it.
yeah. So this is overall plus 30.
Plus 30, okay. Plus 30, I make it just.
Awesome, awesome. You get 10, or sorry, not 10 XP, you get 5 XP in etiquette, as she is charmed by your polite presentation of your criminal affiliation. And she says, oh, lovely, lovely, always lovely to see someone from the family here. Oh, this is a wonderful, wonderful crowd that has come. And I rather think that you'll be tickled by the little challenge that we have here. I'm sure you've all heard, even if you don't know me personally, you've heard that I am, sadly, the last of my line. be no more Haywoods after me, and I've decided to go out with a grand adventure. Go out with a bang, if I would. So, whoever can convince me that they can give me the grandest adventure for an old dame like me, shall get to take the Haywood tiara as their prize. And she gestures to the living metal column. And for even from where you are standing on the ballroom, you can see up there this glittering diamond tiara. Whoever can convince me that they'll take me on the greatest adventure can take the tiara for yourselves. I've decided to pull up roots and leave the city. It's been so dull around here lately anyway.
Intriguing offer, Miss Haywood.
Why, thank you. I thought it would be quite interesting. I don't think I've had the pleasure of making your acquaintance. She turns to you, Caspian.
Well, I have not often come this direction of things. I tend to stay towards the markets where I work. But I must admit, it's rather intriguing that you invited us here for such a valuable item. What do your onlookers get from this, I might have to ask?
Onlookers? I have no idea what you're speaking of.
Oh, come now. We've been watched the entire time we've been here. If it wasn't for our friend over there T-posing in the window, we would still be being watched now.
A dear associate, Michael Myers.
Oh, you must be speaking of the neighbors. They're rather nosy. Don't like my sense of fashion or my sense in friends. Rather dull people. I would prefer not to be associated with this. Part of the reason I'm getting out of the city.
There is nosy, and then there is being downright watched constantly. Seems a little bit unusual, wouldn't you say?
Well, I haven't had guests here in quite some time, and just about everyone's lives in this neighborhood are terribly dull. I imagine they may be curious as to who I would bring into my home. But I do very much love having you all here. It's lovely to have you.
Seems a bit out of the normal etiquette of things to be watching into one's home, though, right?
Yes, they are quite rude. Gerlach, you shall have to send a note to their staff to speak to them about it. It is quite out of sorts. Of course, yes. One should be unobserved in their own space, in their own home.
Is there any way I can tell if she's absolutely full of shit or not?
Absolutely, yes. That would be an investigation check.
Yeah.
Difficulty none.
This is going to be an investigation check plus 20.
Right, okay, so 57. 33.
All right. That is 4 XP in investigation. Yeah, she is buttering you up. She absolutely knows that people are watching, and she's trying to get you to not worry about it.
So can I then call this out and be like, it's quite obvious that this is some sort of game for you? Is there a diplomatic way of going around this, perhaps?
How do you mean? What do you want to talk with her about, or
to try and get what exactly she's getting out of this?
Entertainment, probably.
Yeah, but there seems to be more than that. Why would she need to be being watched constantly if it was just a bit of entertainment?
Because they're her friends, and they are also getting entertainment.
I don't know, I'm just getting the feeling that something fishy's going on.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Maybe they're paying for the entertainment. I don't know, something just doesn't sit right. I know we're obviously being watched for being watched's sake, but there seems to be something more to this. I don't know if there's something going to come out and try and kill us, basically.
At this point, I'm going to step over, and I'm going to kind of butt my way in, and I'm just going to ask, how often do you put these parties on?
Oh, I haven't put on a party in this house in years, but we're getting out of the city, so we decided to put on one last hurrah, one last little get-together. I wanted to have my friend Delmar, she gestures to the violinist, play for you all and have a little bit of togetherness before we move on, and I wanted to have a new adventure to go on.
So you expect us to believe that the neighbors would be watching a random party that you don't throw very often? I find that odd.
Well, the novelty is the thing itself. I imagine they're quite curious, and they know that I'm selling the property.
Then I'll just walk away. Go back to the windows and look to see if the neighbors are now continuing to watch us.
Go ahead and make a perception check. This time it's going to be plus 10.
49. Oh no, that's a failure.
That is still 1 XP in perception. All you see is the curtains pulled and some shadows beyond. You can't tell if they're watching you right now.
Okay.
Back in the conversation, she's saying, I can't speak for my neighbors. I only wanted to have this little contest here and see which of you might earn the tiara.
Is there a way of doing a quick medical check whilst watching her, just to see if she is nearly at the end of her lifespan or something? Or...
Go ahead. This is going to be a medical check. You're not, examining her. You're just trying to get it from vibes, so there's going to be a little bit of a penalty here. This is going to be a medical check plus 10.
So that would be a 20-something to beat then.
Oh, hey, that is absolutely a success. That is 4 XP in medical. It was plus 20 difficulty, but a little bit of penalty, minus 10. She's a Gridarian woman, sort of avian features, feathering. She's got talons on her feet. She is older. So it's that thing of, she seems to be frail. Some of the joints are a little bit swollen. She just seems... generally aging well, but not necessarily medically infirm in any way. You don't see anything obviously wrong with her aside from the fact that she's older but has lived a cushioned life.
Well, I would be quite interested in learning the rules of this competition you have set up.
Why, yes, that would be lovely. Gather round, will you? And she gestures to all of the other guests, and NordVPN is showing up there, as well as the other guests. There's the half-machine woman, Elmine. She was referred to, as well as Rodolfo, the one that Terhide had the stare down with, as well as the rest of you, and Gerlach the butler. She says, whosoever can convince me that you will give me the grandest adventure to say goodbye to this life with shall be able to claim the tiara for yourselves. It's a family heirloom, but you can't take it with you, after all. So I want to have a lovely experience before I go. And you will get a diamond tiara in the bargain. What say you all? Who wants to make the opening bid? And in that pause, Jorgen from earlier steps up and says, "Why, my lady, we have a wonderful venture in the Sea of Songs that I understand you may not want to participate in through capital, but we could have you catching pirates in a song and dance, and by the end of the next moon, you would be astride the deck of a ship at sea, chasing smugglers through the swamps. What do you say? She says, oh, interesting, intriguing. It's been a while since I've fired a gun. I think I might want to hear what the other contestants might bring on offer. What would you all like to do in this moment?
I'd like to keep an eye on Rodolfo as I speak to her. Just like a slight eye on to see how he reacts, both to her being closer to him now and her presence, and to a conspiring thing between a mobster and the rich he hates.
Got
well,
it.
I'm sure you are well aware of what the family can offer. It is exciting work. But also, there is no need for it. You wished for an adventure, not for a job. You have no need of one. So, high stakes, people's lives in the balance. Deceiving and tricking and getting to laugh in the face of every fool who thinks they can catch you. Playing for the highest prizes. And also, being able to do whatever you want. You already have no care for social consequence, but no care for the law either. No consequence that could be visited upon you. A true last hurrah, debauchery, excess, violence, whatever you wish. Go out as a queen of this city. Ruling over all.
That is fantastic. You're going to be getting a plus 30 bonus for that bit of roleplay there. And I'm going to call this a business or diplomacy check.
The same for me, so I'll take a...
Yeah, so this is going
business,
to be...
Business, I guess.
Yeah, so this is going to be a flat check, but you are getting a plus 30 bonus for some fantastic RP.
Nope. 92.
Oh. Oh. Sometimes the dice have other stories. That is 1 XP still in either business or diplomacy, whichever you chose. And you see that there's a little bit of hunger in her eyes as she smiles and says, oh, well, I had the idea of getting out of the city. I've been in the confines of this urbanity for far too long. I should think that I would like to experience a little bit more of the world. Who else might offer a little bit of adventure?
I don't know how much exact adventure I could have muster up, but my trade routes take me all across the world, seeing exotic places, trying exotic materials. You're more than welcome to come with on such a journey.
I'm going to say that that would be a business or diplomacy check, and this is going to be plus 10, just a little bit of bonus, but it's plus 0 difficulty. So your choice, business or diplomacy.
That would be a business. Is this a general business check?
This is going to be a general business, so your specific bonus would not apply.
Okay, so I still get a plus 5 for general.
Yep.
Plus the 10, plus the... What was it? The other one?
The specific one wouldn't apply, so it's just plus 15.
So plus 15, so 59.
Hey!
59 on the dot.
Meets it, beats it. All right, so that is 6 XP in business as she smiles and says, exotic places, exotic people. I like that idea. I rather think I would enjoy a little bit of journey outside the city. And she claps her hands and says, everyone, I think I should rather like to go on an adventure with young Caspian here. Just something to get the blood up, you know. Caspian, why don't you go ahead and claim your prize? As she makes a grand gesture that can be seen by everybody, and points you up towards the column.
Something don't seem fucking right about that. This is metal, right?
Yeah, yeah. You. What you got earlier is that it's a diamond tiara embedded in this living metal column that runs floor to ceiling in the ballroom. And you would have to get closer and do a check to get more information.
I'll get closer, and yeah, I'd like to. I get the feeling if I pull this thing out or something, or if I touch it, it's gonna do something. This doesn't sit right.
I can have a look for you if you wish. I had a cousin in the dactyl business.
In the what business?
Dactyl. He was the dactyl jackal.
Come again.
He was dactyl jackal.
I don't know what that is.
Dactyl, the metal. The ranger boy will know about it. Yeah.
Yes.
Likely what this column is.
Right, so metalworking.
Yes, the living metal is what makes up the ruins of the Dactyle, the Dactyle. I love the Dactyle Jackal. Yes, that was fantastic.
That's what was throwing me. I was like, wait, is this something I haven't read?
Yeah, so the two of you approach this column. What would you like to try and find out about it?
I do have metalworking. I want to know if I touch it, if anything's going to happen.
I mean, yeah, you're able to touch it, no problem. It's living metal has this weird tactile feeling to it that it is very strong, but gives a little bit to the touch, rather like a coiled muscle. But yeah, go ahead and make a metalworking check for me, plus 30.
Oh, plus that. 66.
Could I make it a divine check to make sure this hasn't got some like magic bullshit on it that's going to get his ass?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead and make a divine check, plus 20.
Oh, I failed my metal.
Succeeded the divine. Metalworking.
39 versus the divine. 50.
Yeah. Yes. So that is 4 XP in divine. There is nothing whatsoever magical or religious about this display. It's just a tiara embedded in a column of living metal, and it looks as though the column, the strands of it, have grown around the edges of the tiara.
There's no magic here, no curse, nothing. It might be a little bit difficult to pull out, but go ahead. Should be safe enough to try.
Something doesn't sit right here. But all right, okay, I'll play along. Okay, I'll climb up, I guess, and give it a pull.
Okay, just straight athletics check. Just trying to yank it out.
Yeah, I suppose.
All right, that would be an athletics check minus 40. It is really wedged in there.
No way.
I can assist if you would like.
Succeed, and you can get some help that might make the check a little bit easier.
I have a 29 in athletics. Minus 40 means I have minus
20?
17?
Minus 20.
A 1% chance, always, on every check, a 1% chance.
Oh, the hell with it, why not?
Yeah, and if you want to help Turide, that's not going to help. I was going to say you could get a plus 20 bonus for getting Turide's help, but that is not going to do it. 1 XP in athletics as you yank and yank, and it's not moving anywhere. You would need a significant amount more strength or some sort of leverage or something like that to get this tiara out. As you're doing that, I'm going to need everyone here to make a perception check plus 0. But, Turide, you're going to get a plus 10 bonus here from something you said earlier. But everybody else... make a perception check plus 0. Turide, nope. You're going to be doing plus 10.
Nope.
That's not me then, though.
That is a no-go for me.
Yeah, everybody is rolling this perception check. Okay, everybody fails. Everybody still gets 1 XP in perception. You hear Edith go, "Oh, darling, it's been there for generations. You're really going to have to pull. It's been here since we pulled up the house. Or put up the house, sorry. What would you all like to do next?"
I'll step over and I'll dramatically whip my cape back and pull out my, I think it's pronounced Kopesh, sword that I'm carrying. Yep. And I'll try to see if I can use that to dig in and wedge this TR out for my friend Caspian.
Okay. Go ahead. That is going to be either a one-handed check or alternatively an engineering check. One-handed would be just like brute force yanking on it, or engineering would be like trying to find the right leverage. Either way, it is going to be a flat plus zero check.
I'm going to use one-handed because that's a little bit higher. That's a 43.
Okay.
So 43... Nope, not quite.
All right, 1 XP and one-handed. While you're doing that, Enoch, you feel prickling the back of your neck, someone's breath over your shoulder, as you pull your sword away, having tried to lever it out, and somebody almost hisses, "It's mine!" And you get pushed out of the way as Rodolfo shed his disguise and is fully just trying to yank the tiara out. It says, "Her family doesn't deserve this or any of it. It's mine! I'm gonna take it!" And he is holding a knife to you, Caspian, trying to yank the tiara out with the other hand.
Can I, like, try to be, like, behind him and, like, do a chokehold? Be like, "I've always been behind him." Like, it's really creepy. Like, eyes around the eyes, like, "I know where you've been."
Now you're Michael Myers.
Yeah, so this is going
to
be...
for you to make a move. Been waiting.
So this is going to be a grapple check. Go ahead and make an unarmed roll that is going to be assisted by his athletics. So that is going to be a plus 10. Go ahead and make an unarmed plus 10.
Oh, this is going to be really bad. Oh, I have 38. Oh, 6 points off.
So close. I would say if you wanted to be in aggressive stance, we talked about combat earlier, if you wanted to be in aggressive stance, that would hit.
Oh. Well, it would kind of go with the little RP that I went with there, that I was like watching him and like waiting for the move to be made. So I was like, "Oh, just do it. So aggressive stance, I guess, could go along with that. So can I say I was in aggressive stance?
Yeah, you can say you're in aggressive stance. I will allow that sort of a little bit of retcon. That is going to be 5 XP in unarmed.
Awesome.
As you are able to grapple him. I'm going to double check and make sure he doesn't roll a 1 on a dodge check. He doesn't. Yes, you successfully grapple him.
It's like really creepy. Like all this is going on. I'm like, shh, like chloroform over a rag. I'm like, shh, shh, sleep now. Shh, lay down.
Yeah. So you grab him, get the knife out of Caspian's face, and he's like struggling in your grip, and he's like, get off of me. As the shadow double that was down with the rest of the crowd dissipates. As he used his ability to sneak up and try and get the tiara before anybody else. And he's like, "Get off of me! That should be mine!
Just let it happen. Just let it happen. It's like really consistently creepy, weird, and everybody else out. Just let it happen.
And Edith at this says, so uncivilized, as she's like trying to hide a smile behind her hand.
So uncivilized indeed, but very good entertainment to see you. Rodolfo, you know you're weak. We spoke about it earlier. Full thing to try this. And the prize is the Mothman's, regardless. Even if you do get it out, I would simply take it from you. And that will Tarahide be permitted to try and get the tiara out for Casper?
Yeah, yeah. Go ahead. How do you want to try and get it out?
I think she'd kind of, Tarahide would kind of try and slide her hand like in between any bit of the tiara and the wall, ply a bit on it, and then just lean back and haul. Mm-hmm. No weapon, just sheer brute strength.
Yeah, yeah, and I'm going to say for, you know, doing the detail of, like, how you're trying to do it, you're going to get a little bit of a bonus here. So this is now only going to be an athletics check minus 20.
Okay, minus 20... Where's my athletics? There it is.
Yes, that okay. is going to be your physical skills.
It's doable.
Oh,
fuck, oh, again? God.
98, wow.
The dice that is, do not like me.
Yeah, the dice are telling a different story. So that is 1 XP in athletics. As you all are sort of gathered around this column trying to yank the tiara out.
Very much like the sword in the stone of yore. But this seems a little tame for you, Miss Haywood.
Oh, this doesn't seem tame at all to me. You're all wrestling over a little bit of treasure. And she give me a investigation check, plus 30. Or, plus 20 here.
Investigation.
Anybody who wants to actually can give me this investigation check.
Love to know.
Plus 20.
What is it, plus?
Plus 20.
I make it then.
Nope.
I make it with 10 to spare, I think.
I literally fail and I'm an investigator. I feel I feel emasculated right now. It's really bad.
So everybody who failed gets 1 XP in investigation. What you noticed, Tarahide, in this interaction is that she, over the course of this struggle, has sort of sidled herself over to the edge of the wall and is now close to the stairs up to the balcony towards the door getting out of here.
Now I understand why it is so tame. Tara's gonna fucking book it towards the stairs.
You're up on the balcony. So she was sidling towards you. Yeah.
No. To like where we're not to the bit of the house that's not over the cliff.
Got it. Yes.
That's
so
where
you
I'm
are.
Booking.
Yeah. You are towards the edge of the cliff, and you are booking it back towards safety at this point, while everybody else is wrestling over the tiara.
I will say, I am very entertained.
What would everybody else like to do as you see Tarahide sprint away from the jewels?
I'm gonna follow.
Yeah, probably the same. It's not worth it.
I'm gonna, like, aggressively somersault my way, like, that way. Like, just, I got it, don't worry.
And I presume that you let go of Rodolfo?
Oh yeah, I just like notice everybody else is running away. I'm like, huh, just drop him. And I'm like, don't worry about it. No hard feelings, right? I just start somersaulting my way.
Now that he's free, he looks at you all strangely and then starts taking his dagger and trying to dig at the tiara. As Edith says, Caspian, don't you want your prize?
It's not worth it.
Not worth it. How are we going to get the funds to start our lovely little adventure? Going to exotic places, seeing exotic things, all of that. Don't you want to start that little adventure?
I have my own ways of doing things. I own my own business after all.
I think.
Merchants generally do.
A shop.
At this point, she's trying to do the, like, sidle past you on the stairs and being like, I rather think you would enjoy having a lovely little piece like that, even just to display in your shop, don't you think?
I'm not so interested in trinkets. If it was a light, on the other hand, now that's a different story.
It suddenly glows. Puss in Boots eyes.
It's not worth the argument. It's stuck in there anyway. I'm not here to be your entertainment.
Oh, darling, it's been so entertaining already. I'm going to make a roll here for what Rodolfo is doing. I'm going to do it in front of the board. Normally, I don't do these sorts of things in running this game. If I roll low, something happens. 99. Y'all are lucky, as he does not successfully get the tiara out of the column. But there's still this little standoff at the stairs as she's trying to get past you all. What would you like to do?
Very quickly, madame. We will let you pass in a second. The tiara, I sense no magic for it. Is it a trigger for something? Because he's going to get it out quite soon. He's weak, but persistent.
Why, lovelies, it's really, there's nothing special about the tiara. It's just been in the family for forever, and we put it there before we put up the house.
Okay, let me give you an easier question, perhaps. You and I both love to see that role. Would you prefer to have this conversation in the middle of the ballroom, or in perhaps the main house that is not over the cliff? I suspect that it would be in the main house.
I'm going to say make a diplomacy or business check here that's going to be plus 20.
Plus 20. Yeah, sure. I'll go for business, I guess. I've already got a point in that. I make it, yes.
Yes, all right. So that is 4 XP in business, as she says. Well, I suppose he will keep doing what he's doing. Our other guests seem entertained enough, as you see that Jorgen and Almin, the robotic guest, the half-machine guest, have now gotten themselves up there and are scuffling with Rodolfo, trying to get the tiara for themselves. As she walks past you and walks into a rather bare kitchen and turns around and says, "What are you doing? You've nearly ruined everything."
Well, the tiara is very nice. And while I enjoy seeing others throw their lives away for trinkets, I value my own a bit more than that, as I suspect you do too. You also did not want to be in that room past a certain point.
Well, yes, but I really wanted everyone in there. Everyone was supposed to be in there. You're ruining everything.
It's not all ruined. Dalfo is still there scratching away like the little rat he is. He wants you dead, I'm pretty sure. So it would be amusing to see him die instead.
And as this is happening, you hear the clatter of metal on metal, as I cannot roll worth a damn. as it seems as though it's come to blows, whatever is happening in the other room. Anybody want to make a roll here to see what's happening, or what you want to do next?
I'll poke my head in through the door, just have a look and not actually go in.
You see that Jorgen is bleeding from some sort of wound. He's swinging an axe at Rodolfo, while Elmin, the other guest, is doing something with some sort of tool that she has instead of a hand, trying to get the tiara out. I'm going to roll for Almin to see what happens here. And I am rolling horribly. Okay. So she is not able to get it out, but it seems as though there is quite the struggle going on. There's quite a bit of entertainment. What would you all like to do?
Can I get up behind Edith, kind of grab her and push her towards the doorway, and basically like lean forward and just say, "You're missing the entertainment you so eagerly advise. You're missing all the basically just saying, "You're missing the show that you called us all here to perform."
Can I help him on that role and be like crouched down behind her? Be like in a
table,
like,
topping her, basically.
Like we're basically, yes, like tipping her over. I'm like, "Oh, I see what he's doing." I'm like, "Oh, I give him a wink. Dude, don't worry, I got this."
Yeah. So roll command plus 40.
Is that for
You're getting a significant bonus here from Dallas.
Okay, so that's going to be an 83. 50.
All right, that is successful. And she says, stop. You gain 5 XP in command, and she says, stop. All right. The rest of them will be entertainment enough, I think. The Willards should be satisfied, at the very least.
And I'll
the what?
Yeah, I'll just repeat, like, did you say the Willards? Who are the Willards?
They're my neighbors, after all, and I made an agreement with them, I'm to be set up at their summer estate. Hated this house for forever, as you feel a lurch throughout. All of you feel a lurch as she says, they've hated this house for forever. And her eyes go wide and says, Gerlach, to the window! And tries to push past all of you to get to the front window of the kitchen. What would you like to do?
Like, since I'm already behind her in a crouch position, I just like stranglehold her, like,
yeah, this is going to be another unarmed check plus 10.
You have an issue, my friend.
That's a 99.
All right, that is 1 XP in unarmed as she is able to slip past you and make for the front of the kitchen, where by the front window there are a series of pieces of luggage that are packed that Gerlach is now hauling out the front window to get outside of the house, and she is standing there trying to crawl past him to get out of the house herself. At this moment, it's not quite combat time, but things are happening rather quickly. What would you all like to do?
This is going to sound ridiculous, but I just noticed on my inventory I have a grappling hook. I'm assuming that's a rope with a, like, the traditional hook
yeah. At the end. Yep.
Can I attempt to lasso Gerlach with my grappling hook to trip him up and knock him down?
Yeah, that is going to be either a thrown check or a one-handed check, depending on how you want to do this. But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I'll use the one-handed for this one.
Okay. Yeah, that is going to be either plus 0 or plus 10 if you want it to be an aggressive stance.
I'll take any help I can get, so I'll be in an aggressive stance, so that'll be a 53. 49.
All right. So that is 6 XP in one-handed as you're able to hook Gerlach's leg with the grappling hook and yank him down on the ground. And he tumbles and says, ma'am, the guests are getting rowdy. And she says, Gerlach, just get the bags, would you? As she is now through the window and trying to get sort of stumble through the yard to the boardwalk outside.
Can I shoot her in the ass?
Absolutely, you could.
This is where Mike's realizing that we're a very unhinged podcast.
Just a bit.
Go ahead and roll an archery check. This is going to be plus 0.
My archery is now. There it is. 36. Damn it.
1 XP in archery as you fail. The shot goes a little bit wide as she makes her way over to the boardwalk and is waving and says, Gerlach, come on now.
Can I throw... I don't really mean to, like, mirror what Matt did, but can I throw my dagger? Try and get her?
Yeah. No, absolutely. That would be a thrown check. I'm going to say that you're still in range, so go ahead and make that. You're not going to get the plus to hit bonus that you would normally for a melee attack, so this is just going to be flat plus 0.
Oh my goodness, that hits, because I have a 33 in thrown, and that's a 26.
Yep, so that is a success. I'm going to see if she dodges this. She rolls a 76 and does not. I'm going to go ahead and roll a d12 to see where she gets hit. She gets hit in the torso Go ahead and roll your damage. I'm going to say that with the dagger, go ahead and roll your normal dagger damage.
Oh my goodness. Okay,
Four damage to her torso as she... You throw a dagger at an old woman, successfully hit her in the chest, and she starts bleeding. And she says, Oh my lord, Gerlach, come, they're hurting me. Oh.
I'm gonna be honest, guys, I really didn't think that would hit. I'm actually kind of more shocked than all of you are at that outcome. All right.
Fully like 30 feet away, and you nailed her with a dagger through a window.
Like, I'm more shocked than everybody. I'm like, my face is like, oh my god, I hit her! Holy shit, did you see that?
Meanwhile, I'm gonna be hog-tying Gerlach and just give him like the Fallout guy thumbs up to him.
Good shot.
Yeah, oh, thanks, yeah. Man. I appreciate it. Oh, man.
What? Not that I have any objection to the debauchery, I'm sure, but is there a reason we're hog-tying the butler? We don't know that he had any choice in this. Just because he looks like his corpses does not mean he was trying to make them.
Is there any point us still being here, or should we just go back to mine and have a cup of tea?
We should probably leave before the building comes down.
Yes, as to that, this is not quite combat time, but things are happening rather quickly. The lurch you felt earlier has fully developed into a slide. As you hear big thumps of things coming down in the ballroom behind you. And it seems as though the whole house is moving. Everybody here, I believe you're all on like 12 or 10 initiative. You feel behind you that the hallway leading to the kitchen... there's a big rumble there. You don't know what's going on the other side of that door. What would you all like to do?
Leave.
I'm going out the window if I fit. If I don't fit, I'll break it, then leave.
Yeah. So I am going to say that everything here is now sort of not quite combat time, but it's kind of difficult terrain as the angle is increasing. And you are going to need to each make a dodge check plus 20 to sort of keep your footing and make it to the window in time.
59.
Nope.
I passed mine.
All right. Everybody who passed it gains 4 XP. You're able to make it to and out of the window. I'm going to say for those of you who failed... Gerlach has gotten himself out of the hog tie enough to grab onto your ankles and be like, get me out of here. The woman is crazy.
Well, no shit, but that doesn't mean you have to murder us.
Oh, you're not a bad guy. You're just in it because you have to be.
The impression I got.
But yeah, he has hold of you as the house is starting to fall over the cliff. What would you like to do in this moment?
Right, get the fuck out then.
Let go and it'll pull you out the window. Come on, let's go.
I'm just like questioning him. I'm like, do I get compensation for the knife that I threw? That was fine quality knife. I really need... Like, that was not cheap.
She's lying over there. Just take it out of her ribcage.
Oh, okay. That's a good idea.
I'm going to say make a command check.
Can
or
I
diplomacy plus...
put my hand on a... on my sword, as I say this. Like, let go of me or I'll cut your hand off?
Yes. So you would get that bonus. So this is going to be a plus 10 difficulty check, but you are getting a plus 20 bonus there.
Okay, so hopefully I don't get fucked. I get fucked, yep.
Sorry, that was plus 30 total.
Oh, then I live. Good.
Alright. You get 5 XP in command as he says, alright, get me out of here, though. Caspian, how do you want to try and get out of the house?
If he's agreeing to let go to get out, I guess kind of pull him along.
Alright. Both of you give me athletics checks plus 20 to see if you can pull him and yourselves out of the house in time.
plus 20, you said.
Yep.
Oh, the dice.
Oh, this is going to be good.
Since I got out, can I run back and try to help pull them through the window?
There's no helping this.
Yes, I'm going to say... I'm going to give one last chance for the dice to decide something else here. Go ahead and give me an athletics check to try and grab both of them. It is going to be plus zero, though. One over failure, and you will choose which of them you're able to grab.
So I got
to
beat a 40. Oh, no. Not at all.
Oh.
Yep. 93,
90,
91. Yep.
Yep, yep. The dice wanted to tell a different story.
The end is near.
The two of you gain one XP each in athletics as you...
Wait, I'm a mothman. Can I just fly?
He's a bird. The rubble falling on your head might be an issue.
Yeah, as you are in the house as it slides over the cliff along with Gerlach and the other guests of the Haywood house. Suffice it to say, physics are not kind. But the rest of you got out of the house, and the bleeding Edith Haywood is gasping on the boardwalk as the guests from the other houses come out and start clapping their hands and going, "Oh, lovely, lovely, that was wonderful." What do you all want to do?
Can I walk over to Edith and just try to pick her up and throw her off the cliff where the house fell in?
So I'm going to say that this is an unarmed check followed by a thrown check. Unarmed first is going to be plus zero.
Can I sorry to interrupt, but can I try to sneak in real fast and grab my knife out of her chest and be like, I need this real fast.
I'm going to say yes. Yes, you can grab the knife.
I'm going to need this back real fast. You do you. I mean, you keep doing what you're doing, man. This is kind of expensive.
All right, so let's see, 30. I got to beat a 35 to do this. 30.
Yes, you do. All right, go ahead and take 6 XP in unarmed as you pick up this woman who caused the death of her party guests and your new companions, as well as her own butler. And she says, "What are you doing? Unhand me. I've been hurt. Please, no. I'll give you everything. Everything my family has. This was just a little bit of fun."
And I'm just gonna yell at her, "This is for all the innocent people that you've hurt in the past," and I'm just gonna throw her off.
You go ahead and give me a thrown check. Plus
20, so that's a 53. 42.
4 XP in thrown as she sails over to the rubble that she created, and the high society crowd looks on and titters and laughs and applauds you for the entertainment you all have provided this afternoon.
You just hear in the back of your voice, "Throw the rest of them."
That's what I was thinking, yeah. I don't think I'm that strong, though.
Yeah, they're surrounded by their staff and their guards and their wealth. They seem very pleased with the entertainment you all provided this afternoon. With the fall of Haywood House.
And I'll just pick up James, dust him off, and I'll just lead him off to the... Like we're just going to leave and go find something else to do.
Yeah. Dust yourselves off and find another adventure.
Somebody feed my cat.
Yeah, you know there's an unattended shop in the lower city right now if you wanted to become merchants.
I'm not interested in riches. I'm going to go find some monsters.
And here ends the story of Miss Tailhide.
Yes.
In tragedy.
Yes, in tragedy.
Thank you.
like and subscribe.